This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll visit with Dennis Wiesman. Dennis is a grain originator for CHS Shipman, and he's going to fill us in on the trends we can expect to see in the grain markets. Dennis, thanks for being with us today.
Nice to be here.
So we're going to be talking about the grain markets, and it's been the story from everyone so far. Not a lot of bright news to talk about, but going into 2016 and wrapping up 2015, what are some trends that you're thinking we can expect to see or farmers are expecting to see?
Well, unfortunately, I think your trend is going to be pretty much the same type of market that we've been stuck in now for really the past 6 months. Except that the corn trend is currently trading down. We keep making new contract lows. We made another new contract low yesterday on March futures. You know, we have to be concerned now that as this trend continues, even going into the end of 2015, and you're not seeing any kind of recovery in this market, it tells you that the people that are short in this market are not spooked about any news that would cause them to have to buy this market back. So we may see this market continue to trend on down into January, at least especially on the corn market, until we see the January USDA report and find out whether or not we get any more bad news that might increase the corn carryout and consequently take prices even lower. On soybeans, you have the benefit of at least having some uncertainty on some of the weather in South America, particularly in northeastern Brazil, and maybe what the size of the crop's going to end up being. They're still going to have a plenty big crop coming out of South America, so in the long run, it's probably not a big issue. But, you know, in the markets, your most volatile times are always when you have the unknown, and in this case, that's what their yield going to be. So that has made beans a little bit brighter commodity now than corn has been, but still on the horizon, we don't see much of anything for either one of these commodities in terms of any kind of major recovery.
Is the wet weather we've been having in our area having any effect on markets? Are we mostly looking at world trends, or is it kind of a mixture of everything?
The wet weather right now, the only thing that is logistics issues as far as river transportation and whether terminals can stay open, that kind of thing. Very short-term effects on the market. The problem we have with all commodities right now is that we not only have very, very large inventories in the United States, but the global stocks on corn and beans are just at levels we have not experienced in a long, long time. So you have plenty of grain available to anyone that needs to buy, whether it's corn or beans. And, you know, that coupled with the strong U.S. dollar has kept a lot of the export business away from the United States, particularly on corn, when so many more countries raise corn now than they did before we saw $8 corn for the first time. There's plenty of places for other countries to buy corn from the United States where unfortunately they can buy it cheaper. So we're kind of the last resort for them to come to corn right now, and it really makes it hard for us to whittle down our supply. So another large crop this past year coupled with one the year before, and you've got a trend as far as prices go that's not going to change much until something happens that significantly pulls those stocks of grains down, both in the United States and on a global level. And unfortunately, that may mean that we have to keep prices low for a period of time. Barring any kind of weather event, you would expect that, you know, unfortunately, the outlook for 2016 is probably not going to be a very bright one.
And you've mentioned we're expecting not to see a whole lot of change in the markets, so I'm assuming that's going to affect when farmers are selling their grain and when they decide to put it on the market.
Yes, I mean, and that's something we're telling our producers now. I mean, we're not looking for any kind of major rallies. Currently January soybeans are a little over $9. There's nothing wrong with taking $9 beans, particularly with the yields we had this past year. Definitely, we'd rally those beans back into that 925, 930 range. We just think the safe thing for a producer is with another big crop coming on in South America, get those things marketed, cut your exposure, and just try to make sure you're doing everything you can to protect yourself in this environment. Corn's another one that, you know, corn market is really, really in bad shape right now, and don't look for a major recovery on that. So we're kind of trying to educate our producers now to start planning on what your cash needs are and when you're going to need that money, and start making some decisions about this market based off of when you're going to need that money to pay for some of your expenses, not only for this past year, but for 2016.
And if farmers or listeners might have more questions concerning what you just touched on, what's the best way to contact you, and where are you located?
Sure. I'm officed here in Shipman at our headquarters here, our main office, just outside of Shipman on Route 16. Our phone number here is 618-729-9009. Give us a call, stop in, follow us on our website at chsshipman.com. We'd love to talk to you. I'd love to help you out with all your marketing.
Dennis Wiesman, grain originator for CHS Shipman. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Illinois Agricultural Leadership Program is now accepting applications for the class of 2018. The two-year program is designed for individuals involved in agribusiness or in production agriculture. Through a unique combination of educational seminars and travel experiences, the Illinois Ag Leadership Program opens doors to contacts and knowledge for both personal and professional growth. The Illinois Ag Leadership Foundation, which sponsors the leadership program, will soon be selecting participants for the leadership class. The application period is open until February 29th of 2016, and for further information about the program, you can visit the program website at agleadership.org. And again, those applications are being accepted until February 29th. The violent holiday weather we've been seeing, including large snowstorms, historic flooding, and the first EF4 tornado to hit Dallas in more than 50 years, was not caused by El Nino. That's according to weather scientist Nicholas Bond at the University of Washington. He called the weather event that's forced farmers to haul grain to higher ground, relocate cattle, and in some instances in Texas find missing herds who've wandered off, merely a fluke event. He says El Nino is likely to bring drying and warmer temperatures to the Midwest, which should be a welcomed reprieve given the last round of winter storms. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Missouri State climatologist Pat Gunnan says that even with the drier forecast, we're not going to dry out anytime soon, regardless of what happens over the next few weeks. El Nino is expected to bring needed moisture to areas such as California, and southern states are also expected to receive above normal precipitation. This El Nino has already wreaked environmental and economic havoc in the southern hemisphere, disrupting the Australian cattle industry by parching pastures, hurting rice crops in Vietnam, hitting South Africa and parts of South America with drought, and sparking wildfires from Australia to Indonesia. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.